do guys get short shrift? For example, when it comes to fatherhood, the importance of fatherhood in our society. I know that our good friend Dr. John Braccio has a take on this. He's with us this morning, psychologically speaking, from Regional Psychological Services in EL. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, my good friend, and I certainly do have some thoughts on this. This goes way back to the days when I taught at Michigan State University Growth and Development on the whole role of parents, and in this case specifically fathers. You know, over the years, we have more and more single women raising children, and obviously many of them are boys, many of them are girls, obviously. But when you don't have a man in a house, it certainly does make a difference. And if we immediately eliminate destructive men, all the things that come up, caveats, if we keep in the conclusion here, inclusion, that when you have a couple, you have a man, you have a woman, you have children, okay, this would be the old nuclear family. And when you have that, the father certainly has a big impact on the social, intellectual, academic, moral, self-esteem, sexual identity, development of both boys and girls. And for generations, it's been true that women that have a good relationship with their father, that this often can more readily translate to a good relationship in terms of with men and with a spouse based on acceptance of imperfections, call it what you will, but those that have difficult relationships have a more difficult time. And with boys, the whole idea of, we'll call it civilized, if you will, when we see so many young men now coming from single homes that are not, you know, doing well in school, having problems in the community, having trouble developing good relationships, that I think as a society, we really do need to be working on having nuclear families. Now, I realize there are many different types of families, so my point is not to demean single parents, whatever the type of family you might be talking about, but I think as a society, we do really need to be promoting.
To be clear, you think this is the one to aim for. That doesn't mean that there are many fine families in other forms, but this is the one that, as a broadly society, that we should aim for.
Well, it takes a man and a woman to make a child, okay, and I think that identity, that type of relationship is really critical. But if we have a society where men just come in, have children, leave, women end up raising them, many of the women are very young and don't really have the economic and educational opportunities that one would have as a couple or waiting to have a child. And I think we really do have to take a look at this. For some reason, Dave, this does not seem to be a big enough issue from what I can see. And I think the way men are just, kind of not there. Like if you go to a park on a Saturday morning, as an example, when the weather's nice, you're going to find overwhelmingly it's going to be women there with the children. Not going to be the men. So I think if we, those of us that have had a good father, which you have and I did, know the importance of having that type of male bonding, that type of relationship, that thing that occurs. Now, not that you can't have community leaders and grandparents and uncles and this type thing, but I do believe we need to, rather than be looking for surrogates or other community parts, we need to find ways to have persons that have children, that they're married, that they're together, that they're sharing, and that the children have equal access to both parents. Because really, there's, as we know, men and women are quite different. So I think that if we don't focus on this and make this a societal type of a desire, we're just not going to do it. And we have to look at our whole welfare system. We have to look at the educational system. We have to look at everything we do and see what are we doing to support the children, boys and girls, have an opportunity to be raised by the persons that have sired them. To me, there's a great responsibility as a father and a great responsibility as a mother, and we need to be promoting that. We need to be saying it as a society, and we need to try to do everything we can. I don't want to force it. We have child support and things like this, but that's not the same.
Those are the legal obligations, the financial obligations, but there are a lot of other bonds that don't exist in the world of court child support. I mean, it doesn't. I want to ask you about this, though. Does it matter as much about the importance of fathers? But is it a different level of importance based on whether the children are boys or girls or are a mixture thereof? In other words, do boys need a little more of that male role figure in Girls a Little Less? Is it equal in your mind, or can it be different in almost every case?
Well, I would say this. I think as a whole, it's good for boys and critical that they have a male model, and a good male model, okay, but someone who is right. there, someone that can work with them. And it's also important for girls. I mean, I would never underestimate the importance of a girl. Look at the women we have now. We sit here, and I have for decades, really, working with women that have married really quite inefficient, even destructive men, because that's what they were used to being around and never really knew what we'll call the range of normal or average. So I'd say it's very critical for both, and I think all we have to do is look at all the dysfunction and not logically come to the conclusion that there really is a need to be focusing on family, focusing on marriage, focusing on keeping people together. But I think for boys it's absolutely critical as we look at all the delinquency, all the issues. You see people destroying what happens in cities. We've seen this where you have the young men, 13, 14, 15, 16, outside doing things, destroying things, being destructive, when there ought to be a home structure where the people are home, where there are certain expectations. We're talking about some real societal type changes.
You've called that a national tragedy.
I think it really is a national tragedy. I think another one is really a lot of the poverty that single women have that are out there raising these children, you know, under the guise of fairness. I think inadvertently we've created millions of young women that are bearing children with really not a lot of support. So I think it's led to men not being responsible. It's led to women not really having full opportunities. Mm-hmm. And it leads to children being raised in homes that you really don't have the type of parenting that one would like. And it's not demeaning anybody. It just means when you have an issue,
your point is
not to condemn, or you do look for a solution. That's what you have to do.
And let's be clear. There are thousands, tens of thousands of women in this country who have done an amazing job and sacrificed so much to raising their children, trying to do right by them. Grandparents who have stepped in to that role too, where you would think, boy, we're at this point in life where we shouldn't have to mess with it, and yet they've done it. After rearing children, they've done it essentially again, not always because they want to, but because they feel that they have to and that it's their duty. And that's where we are. But the lack of male role figures, I think kids find, they're going to search, they're going to find something. It can be negative or positive. They're going to find somebody to emulate and role model in their life. It's a natural vacuum to fill. I know you've seen this across the spectrum. And it can be a positive or it can be a great negative. And we have a lot of the latter, unfortunately.
Well, listen, I agree with you, and the point here is we're not trying to condemn people. We're just saying we need definite change, but it's a societal change. It's not something that just a person here and there can change. But I do feel those of us involved with family, those of us that are friends, those of us that interact with other people, whether it's what you do on the radio, what I do in my work, that we can all try to be encouraging people and families to stay together, families to be together, and really try to make sure before we have children that we really know we're in a situation where we're emotionally and even financially that we're really able to have them. And it sounds maybe like a hard thing to say, but I think this is where people need to look in the mirror and say, is this really the right thing? Can I really do this? Is this going to give my child every opportunity? Society can help, but parenting is ultimately, in my estimation, the key thing in raising children. Having religion, having organization, these things are critical too, but the main thing is having responsible adults that are raising children. And for men, we definitely need more and more men to be involved with their children.
Hop with it, guys. Hop with it. Psychologically Speaking is the segment. Dr. John Braccio, our good friend, Regional Psychological Services. They are located in East Lansing. DrJohnB.com, and it's spelled out just that simply, DrJohnB.com. The podcast will be there. It's good stuff. It's timely. It's and in some ways, unfortunately, it's timeless as well in our culture. Doc, always good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Have a wonderful day.